Okay, may these may the learning be a schus for refuah shleima for Chaim Leiv Ben Sara. Today's daf is daf Kuf Mem Aleph. We are at the two dots here at the top of the page. Kuf Mem Aleph. Kuf Mem Aleph. Okay. Mishnah says, Omer Yoldi Ishti Zachar, a man whose wife was pregnant. And he said, if my wife will give birth to a son, that's 100 that the boy is going to get. If she gives birth to a girl, it's 200. If a son is born, he gets the 100. If a girl is born, she gets 200. So the Gemara says, what's going on here? One second. Remember the Basa Difalim Ben? Is this to say that he prefers to have a daughter over a son? And that it's preferable to have a daughter over a son? A daughter gets 200, a son gets 100? V'amar Rabbi Yochanan Mishum Rabbi Shimon Ben Yochai. We know Rabbi Yochanan said in the name of Rabbi Shimon Ben Yochai. Kol Shein Maniach Ben Liyarsha HaKadosh Baruch Hu Malei Alav Evra. Shneamar va'avar temes nachlasol vito vein ha'avara ela evra shneamar yom evra yom ahu. Rabbi Yochanan said that if a person dies and he doesn't have, he doesn't have a son, doesn't leave over a son, he only has a daughter, that's a sign that God is filled with rage against him. Because the Torah says if a man dies without sons, it doesn't say you shall give the inheritance to his daughter, it says va'avartem, you shall transfer. And that word, va'avartem, you shall transfer, is the same root as the word evra, rage, yom evra, yom ahu. The day of rage is that day. So does that imply that if a person doesn't, you know, so it sounds like it's a terrible thing to die without a son. So how could it be that a man whose wife is pregnant would want to give, and the halacha would endorse this, give a daughter more than a son?
What does it mean to give a daughter or a son? They don't have any proprietary rights to
it. What do you mean? He's giving them a gift.
Children have ownership? Doesn't belong to the parents?
No, he's transferring it to the child. He's giving money to the child.
Can they take ownership of children?
Yeah, sure. Sure. For sure they can take ownership. Certainly with Das Acheres Makna, a child can own things. Yerusha, a child can own things. So the Gemara says like this. You're right. Lin Yerusha Ben Adifle. In regards to an inheritance, it's always better to have a son. Lin Yen Harvacha Bas Adifle. But in terms of support, in terms of having enough to live, being provided for, so then it is in fact better to provide for a daughter, because she needs more things. So it's better to provide for her than for a son. Or it's more important to give her more than it is to give to the son. Amar Rav Chisda said, I'm sorry, okay, I just skipped a little bit. Shmuel Amar, Shmuel give a second answer. Ha'pcha b'mechaberes askinan. Here we're dealing with a woman who's pregnant, and this is her first child. So that's why the father says, if the child will come out to be a boy, then I'm giving him 100. If it comes out to be a girl, she gets 200. Don't we know that it's better to have boys than girls? No, this is the answer. This is the first. The first, it's better to have girls, as we saw in Masechet Yevamos. Kid Rav Chisda, like Rav Chisda taught, Rav Chisda said, Bas Tchila, if the first child is a girl, Simen Yafel Abanim, that's a good sign for sons later. Ika da Amri de Mar Bilacha. Some explain because an older daughter will raise her younger brothers. Ika da Amri, but others say the Lo Shalta Bein Abisha. That way there won't be as much Ayin Hara if a person has sons. So other people will be jealous. They'll be looking negatively. That might arouse in heaven critique against that family. But if they see that the first child is a daughter, so no one's jealous. So Once no one's jealous, okay, then already you can have sons coming in without any, you know, danger, without any threat against them. So that's actually a good thing. So that's why he would give 200 to the daughter. Now answer number three, Amar Rav Chisda. Rav Chisda said, Udidi, and according to me, Binasan Adifa Lan Mibnei, daughters are better than sons. Vibayasema. And alternatively, we give another answer. Hamani Rabbi Yehuda, the Tan of this mission, it says a daughter would get 200 and a son would get 100. Is Rabbi Yehuda? Hey, Rabbi Yehuda, which Rabbi Yehuda do we know that holds that it's great to have a daughter? Elam Rabbi Yehuda de Bakol, if it's the famous Rabbi Yehuda on Chumash who explains the verse. The verse says, the Tanya, as we learned in the Braisa, the Pasuk says, Vashem Beirach Zavram Bakol. Hashem blessed Avraham with everything. So what does it mean he got everything? What was this greater blessing? So Reb Meir says the blessing was Shelo Elo Bas. He didn't have any daughters. Just had sons. Reb Yehuda says, no, the opposite. Shehayis Elo Bas U Bakol Shma. He had a daughter. Her name was Bakol. That when he got his daughter, he said, okay, now Hashem has given me everything. I've been blessed with everything. I have a daughter. So that's why, according to Yehuda, a daughter is better than a son. Or that's the proof that he holds a daughter is great. So the Gemara said, it's not really a proof. Ema d'sham al Rabbi Yehuda. What did you hear from Rabbi Yehuda? That Avram, who didn't yet have a daughter. So then when he had a daughter, he said he didn't have any, he wasn't missing anything. Now he has a daughter, Bratei Nami lo chaser rechman al Avram. Even a daughter Hashem has not withheld from Avram. But the Adif mi ben mi shamatle, you don't see here that he's saying a daughter is better than a son. So we're back to the question. Why would the Mishnah say that a father says about his pregnant wife, if a son comes out 100 to the boy, if a girl, 200 to the girl? What do you mean, a girl is better than a boy? We know it's important to have boys. Boys inherit, girls don't. Boys can continue the father's legacy, girls less so. So the Gemara says, Allah Rabbi Yehuda, rather, it is the following teaching of Rabbi Yehuda. The Tanya we will taught in the Braisa, Mitzvah Lazon Es Habanos. It's a mitzvah. It's a good thing to provide livelihood for daughters. They need the help. They can't take care of themselves. So if we have to provide livelihood for daughters, V'kal v'chomer for banim. All the more so, we have to give livelihood for boys, the Aski B'Torah, because they're busy learning Torah. Div Rabbi Meir, that's the view of Rabbi Meir. But Rabbi Yehuda disagrees. He says, no, mitzvah lazana saban. That would be a nice thing to take care of the boys who are learning Torah. But for Kal V'Chomer, certainly you need to take care of the girls, labanos, to lo litzalan, so that they not be humiliated, because they don't have the ability to take care of themselves. They're bashful, they're softer, they don't have the same earning capabilities as the boys. So, what do you see here? That according to Yehuda, there is a mitzvah to take care of the girls, to go out and to be providing for them. So it's really, answer number three is the same as answer number one. Really, in terms of inheritance, in terms of continuing the father's legacy, maybe son is better than daughter. But our Mishnah is talking about in terms of money, in terms of food, in terms of providing money and food, daughter should come before son, because daughter needs it more than son. Daughter is less capable than son to provide for herself. So again, to review the three answers, the Gemara had asked, how could the Mishnah say that a father would say, if my wife gives birth to a son, he's going to get 100. If she gives birth to a daughter, she's going to get 200. I mean, the Gemara says that if a man dies without sons, it's a sign that Hashem is angry. The word evra, rage, is applicable to him. It's a terrible thing to die without sons. Who's going to continue the father's legacy? So what, he's looking for daughters more than for sons? The Gemara says no. Of course he wants to have a son, but maybe in terms of being provided for, the daughter needs it more than the son. Son can earn his own money. That was answer number two. Answer number one. Answer number two is that maybe he gives the daughter 200 and the son 100 because it's the first child he's having. And to have a first child as a daughter is a very good thing. For two reasons. Well, number one, she's a surrogate mother. She helps raise the kids. And number two, she causes a shielding that there shouldn't be ayin hara, that there shouldn't be negativity towards the family. And then number three is to say that the Tan of this Mishnah is Rabbi Yehuda. And Rabbi Yehuda, in fact, says what number one, what the first answer was, namely that you need to provide more for a daughter than for a son, because a daughter is it's harder for her to go get funds than it is for a boy. So a father has to provide more for a daughter's livelihood than for the son. In terms of inheritance and continuing the goals of father, that, of course, that Rabbi Yehuda would agree, son is more than the daughter. So it would be a terrible thing to die without sons. But in terms of taking care of, you have to take care of a daughter more than a son. Okay, those were the answers. That's the Gemara. Hello, Hadatanya, but this is what we learned in a Braisa. Which is a similar case to our case, you know, where a man promised certain amounts of money if he'd have a son, other amounts of money if he'd have a daughter. So the Braisa says, if Yelda Zachar Unakeva, if the wife ends up giving birth to a son and a daughter, Hazachar Notel Shisha Dinarim, the Zachar gets 150 shekel, 150 zuz, Vanakeva Notel Shnei Dinarim, and the female gets 50 shekel. So, but my, what was the case? So, Rav Ashi explained. I explained this lesson in front of Rav Kahana. We're talking about b'misaris, where a person made two instructions, and the second went against the first. In other words, Tamar, he said, if Zachar Tchila, if first, I'm going to have twins here. So if it's a son first, and then a daughter, so the son should get Masayim. He should get 200 zuz in the cave of Achra v'lo klum. The girl who's born second should get nothing. And if the one who comes out first is Nekeva, Nekeva Tchila, the first that comes out is a girl, so Mana, she gets 100. Zachar Achareha, Mana. And if after her comes the boy will get 100. So he said, if it's a boy first, all 200 to the boy, the girl nothing. If it's a girl first, the girl 100 and the boy 100. Now, we don't know what happened. Yalda Zachar Nekeva, she gave birth to a boy and a girl. But lo yadid and haimi now enafik bereisha, we don't know which one came out first. So we don't know if the girl came out first and she's entitled to 100, or if the boy came out and the boy is entitled to 100, or if the boy came out first and he's entitled to 200 and the girl's entitled to nothing. So therefore, Zachar Shakil Manami Manavshach. The boy should get 100. Because if the boy came out first, so he's really entitled to 200. If the boy came out second, he's entitled to 100. So Meman of Shach, either way, he's entitled to 100. However, Idach Maneh, that other 100, have a Maman Amutal Basafik. We don't even know if it should be allocated to the girl. If she came out second, she's not entitled to any of it. If she came out first, she's entitled to all of it. So there's a suffix about it. Should she get all of it? Should she get none of it? So therefore, we divide it. We give her 50, and we give of that the other 50 to the boy. So the boy ends up with 150, and she ends up with 50. Vadetanya, and the Gemara asks a second question now. So, right, the first question was, who's the author of this Braisa? What's the case of this Braisa? Vadatan, this went into the second Braisa. Yolda Zachur Nekeva, if she gave birth to a boy and a girl, Ein lo ela mana. So then the boy only gets 100 shekel. So hechi mishkachasla. What is that case? Sama Rava said that's a case B'mevasreini, where he says that the husband said, anyone who's going to bring me the good news is going to get 100 shekel. The time went in a brisa. If a person says, I'm a vasreini, but man niftarachma shel ishti, if someone's going to inform me with what my wife's womb opened, in other words, if a boy came out or a girl came out, im zachar yitol maneh, if he tells me that it was a boy who came, who opened the womb, namely that my wife gave birth to a firstborn boy, then the person who brings me the news gets 100. And yelda zachar, if she gave birth to a boy, yeah, no telmana, the one who brings the news gets that 100. Im nekeva, and if the father said, if he brings me news that it was a girl who came out first, also money gets 100. Yelda nekeva, if in fact she had given birth to a girl, no telmana, the one who brings the news gets 100. Yelda zachar unekeva, and if she had given birth to a boy and a girl, ein lo elamana, the person who brings the news only gets 100. The Gemara says, 1 second. Vazachar nekeva lo amar, but he didn't say what's going to be if there's a son and a girl. So then, in that case, presumably, there should be nothing. There should be nothing. Amar Nami says, okay, the case is where he gave a third possibility too. He said, Im zachor nekeva, and if you bring me news that my wife gave birth to a son and a daughter, yitol maneh, he should get 100. All right, so elim ute mai. So what's the father trying to accomplish? He says, anyone who brings me news of a boy, 100. Of a girl, 100. Of a boy and a girl, 100. So that means anyone who brings him news of a birth is getting 100. Okay, what's he excluding? Limute nefel. He's excluding a situation of where he hears of the birth of a child who's not viable. So these two brisos are, you know, continuing this discussion of our Mishnah. Our Mishnah introduced the situation of a man whose wife is pregnant, and he promises money to the child based on the gender of the child. So now we have a brisa of a woman who's pregnant with twins, and he promises money to the children based on the order of birth. And now we introduced a new idea in the second brisa of a man who promises money to whomever gives him the good news of the birth his wife is going to give birth to. And, you know, what that might look like, how much money he might be allocating. Mm-hmm.
You're saying already he's zachar. Okay, it's twin, but he got zachar.
Right. That's true.
Which is not this and not this. He brought the zachar.
Good morning, good morning. That's true, he did bring a male, but maybe he doesn't want twins. It's too much work. So he's happy to hear the news of the birth of a son, happy to hear the news of the birth of a daughter. He gives money to whomever gives him that news, but he's not happy to have twins. There was a man who said to his wife, Nechasai lahai d'ma'abrit. My property is given to this child with whom you are pregnant. Am Rav Huna said, Ave mizaka l'ubar. So this addresses a little bit of what Fred was raising before. He's trying to give his asset to a fetus. Fetus is not a being who can own things. I'm a zakal uber lokana. If he's trying to give something to a fetus, the fetus doesn't acquire. Es for Rav Nachman, Rav Huna, Rav Nachman challenged Rav Huna. We learned our Mishnah. Omer, a man who says, Im yaldu ishti zachar yitzol mana. If my wife gives birth to a boy, he should take 100 zuz. Yaldu zachar, if she gives birth to the boy, no tol mana. He takes the 100 zuz. It sounds like the gift does work. Amalei, so Huna said, Mishnah seinu eni yodea mishana. I don't know who is the author of our Mishnah. In other words, I don't agree with such a thing. I think that the Tanayim feel that you can't give ownership to a fetus. The Lamelir Meir, so the Gemara says, well, why don't we just say the Mishnah is the view of Rabbi Meir? We learned there's a whole issue. Can a person be makna? Can a person transfer ownership on a davar shalo bala olam, on something that he doesn't yet own? Something that isn't yet in this world. Can he transfer ownership of it? Because there's no gemira stas. There's no conviction. He's not really sure of it. He's not really certain. Rabbi Meir says he can. He can transfer ownership over something that he doesn't yet own. Like he can say, when I will buy that house, then it becomes yours. Then it's a gift to you. So Gemara says, no, Amar Dishama Leila Rabbi Meir. When do we hear this idea of Rabbi Meir? He could transfer ownership. Its meanings, he can transfer ownership Lidavar Shiyeshno Ba'olam to someone who is in the world. He can transfer an item that he doesn't yet own or that doesn't yet exist. But Lidavar She'eno Ba'olam, but to transfer ownership to something that is not yet in the world, Mishamatli, have we ever heard Rabbi Meir say such an idea? So Gemara says, still, why do you say we don't? Why does Rav Huna say he doesn't understand our Mishnah? V'lemalei, Rabbi Yossi, why doesn't Rav Huna tell Rav Nachman our Mishnah is Rabbi Yossi? Damar Uber Kani, who holds that a fetus can acquire. It's not, as we learned in a Mishnah, Ubar Posel. Veino machil divrei Rabbi Yehuda, that in regards to truma, so we know that the wife of a Kohen, who is a Yisraelis, is still allowed to eat truma because she's married to the Kohen. And an Eved Kenani, who belongs to the Kohen, is allowed to eat truma. Now, if a woman is pregnant, I'm sorry, if a woman had a child from her husband who's the Kohen, she also can still eat truma. So let's say a Kohen dies and he leaves over a wife who's a Yisraelis, who's pregnant. So Rabbi Yossi says that the slaves cannot eat truma until the fetus is born. Because according to Rabbi Yossi, the fetus also owns a share in the slaves, and the fetus is not a Kohen until he's born. So therefore, according to Rabbi Yossi, the slave is partially owned by the fetus, who's the non-Kohen, and the slaves can only eat if they are entirely owned by a Kohen, not if they are partially owned by a Kohen and also by a non-Kohen. And the Mishnah also says that if this Kohen has died and left over a pregnant widow, and this widow has this fetus. So again, Rabbi Yossi says that she can't eat because she now is pregnant with a child who doesn't have a Kohen status. So what would allow her to keep eating if she'd have a Kohen child? But right now she has a non-Kohen child. So that prevents her from eating truma. So Rabbi Yossi says a fetus disqualifies. He can prevent a widow from eating truma. He can prevent slaves from eating truma. And he's not enabling, he's not giving her the ability to eat truma. So what do you see? That the fetus is acquiring the slaves. He has a share in them. That's the whole idea of Rabbi Yossi. Since the fetus has a share in the slaves, they are not you can't say about them that they're owned entirely by Kohanim. So you see from that, if a fetus acquires slaves that a fetus can acquire.
Something. I don't get it, but the fetus would definitely be a Kohen, right? But we know for sure.
Yeah, but apparently Rabbi Yossi holds that before he's born, he doesn't have Kedushas Kahuna. That Kahuna is not just a ethnic or DNA state, it's a certain Kedusha, and the birth is what endows the child with that Kedusha.
So when he's inside the stomach?
Exactly. Inside the stomach, it doesn't have Kedushas Kahuna. So you see, though, that Rabbi Yossi holds that a fetus can own things.
So, Rabbi, one more thing before you do. The one you were talking about before is like nobody could leave anything for future child or grandchild to be born. They cannot give him, you know, money or inheritance or something. Because
this is the question. This is the question, right?
What is the halacha for that?
We'll see. Let's see. The lemele, so the Gemara says, why doesn't Rav Huna say that our Mishnah is Rav Yochanan ben Brokai? To Amar, who holds lo shna yerusha velo shna matana. There's no difference between inheritance and a gift. Just like you can gift away possessions, you can also transfer the possessions as an inheritance. If you have a bunch of sons, they're all yorshim, you can say about one of them that he's a yoresh, he should get it all, or he should get more than his portion. Tvarav kayamim. So Gemara says, no, maybe. Rabbi Yochanan ben Brokai maybe said his law with a child who's already in this world. The davar sheino ba'olam, but to a fetus who's not yet in the world, miyamer, he wouldn't say his law. So Gemara says, no. V'leim alei Rabbi Yochanan ben Brokai, it's Rabbi Yochanan ben Brokai, v'sav alei Rabbi Yossi, holding like Rabbi Yossi that a fetus can own things. So the Gemara says, no. Miyamer de sav alei. Who's to say that Rabbi Yochanan ben Brokai holds like Rabbi Yossi? The Gemara says, furthermore, why was this Mishnah so difficult? What's going on here? The father is giving money to the fetus. I'll tell you, no. Maybe the father's not giving any money to the fetus. The father is saying, my wife is pregnant. I'm not going to know what's going to come out. So if people come and tell me, if they tell me the good news that it was a boy, I'm going to be so happy, I'm going to give them 100. If they give me the good news that it's going to be a girl, I'm going to be so happy, I'm going to give them 200. So the Gemara says, you can't see that Mishnah is referring to that he's just going to give these amounts of money for the good news. To Katani Seifa, it says at the end of the Mishnah, V'imein Shem Yoresh Elohu, and if there's only this child to inherit, Yoresh HaKol, he gets everything. Ibn Masreini, Yoresh Mayavidite, if he's just saying, I'm paying money to the good news, there's nothing about inheritance over here. So Gemara says, still, what's the whole question? This is the point that I was making to Fred. Maybe it's not that he's giving money to the fetus. Depending on what gender it is, upon the birth, that's what the child is to receive as a gift. So the Gemara answers, if so, to Katani Seifa, where it says at the end, Vim Amar Kol Masha Teled Ishti Yitol Hareza Yitol. If he says, whatever my wife gives birth to shall take this amount, then the Tumtum gets that amount also. Kol Shetelet, whatever she will give birth to, it should have been Kol Shiyolda Miboyele, anything that she gave birth to, because that would include even a Tumtum. Rabbi Chananya ben Akashi Omer Ratzah Kadosh Baruch Hu Lezakos Yisrael Lefi Chachir B'lehem Toro Mitzvah Shenemar Denei Chafetz Laman Tzidko Yagdil Torah V'Yadir.